In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. He is risen. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to preface the sermon this morning with a few words. First, our pastor, Pastor Smith, who is ill. We'll talk about him later, and you'll hear a prayer for him and then an announcement about his condition when worship service is over. But Pastor worked diligently to prepare all of our services this week, and he prepared this service and had the worship folder all ready. It's a wonderful service, I think, and I think you'll agree with that. He also had titled the sermon already. So when I got it, got the worship folder, Friday I believe it was, the title was already there for the sermon. So I really didn't have any choice about what to preach about, you know. So this is what you get, and because of that, shortness of time to prepare, and because this old pastor's voice is battling some bronchitis and is kind of up and down, this will be the shortest sermon of my career. And you will get to the restaurants before the Baptist today. And there are some negatives. You're going to have to help me preach this sermon, and you'll see what I mean as we go through. So I ask you to extend courtesy to an old man by participating with me when I ask you to. A time for hallelujah. I love hallelujah. Praise to God. Praise be to God. Praise be to Yahweh. That's the Yah part of it. Yahweh. Praise be to Yahweh in the Hebrew. Yahweh is the Hebrew God. I am that I am. If any of you watched the Ten Commandments last night, you heard all about I am that I am is sending you to Egypt. There is good reason that we say hallelujah today. Listen to these words from Isaiah again. He will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, behold. Behold means looky, looky at what the Lord is about to do. Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. So far the reading. The covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations, he will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. What great words for us this morning. From Isaiah, death has been defeated. Hallelujah. And then we go to our gospel text from Mark 16. And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were alarmed. And he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter, also known as Cephas, that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. Jesus Christ, it's the end of the scripture, Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true and living God, is risen from the dead. He is proof. His resurrection is proof that our ransom has been paid in full. Our sin debt to God has been paid in full. And his resurrection is proof of that. Death is defeated forever. You have died with Christ in baptism. your next death, if you want to call it a death, will be just a little nap, like the power nap we're going to have this afternoon, from which you will awake when the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, will awake you when Christ comes again. Then His holy angels will take you to be with Christ in paradise forever. So, death has been defeated. You're going to be resurrected when He comes again. And your associate pastor could ramble on for a long time this morning, and has been known to do that in the past. But, in fact, he has not much voice. And it is not a day to ramble anyway. It is finished. Tetelestai, right? And He is risen. It is a day and a time for hallelujah, as Pastor Smith entitled this sermon, that it should be named. From Ecclesiastes, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. And dear ones, today is a time for hallelujah. Praise be to God. I really miss the hallelujahs when they are taken from our liturgy. So let's say hallelujah a few times. Say it with me. Three times. Hallelujah. 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 And now to the choir. I'm going to ask the choir to sing the triple hallelujah. 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 Three times. Now I'm going to ask the right side of the sanctuary to sing it with me three times. I see you smiling. So here we go. Hallelujah. 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 And you know what's coming next, right? Here we go. Hallelujah. 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 You guys sing beautifully. And now here's going to be the kicker on one of these. Fathers, we're going to sing hallelujah three times. Here we go. Hallelujah. 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 Now, mothers, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Kids less than 10 years old, 10 or less, here we go. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, kids over 10 and less than 20. Hallelujah. 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 And now, everyone who hasn't sung hallelujah in this round, if you haven't sung hallelujah in this round, sing it with me three times. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And finally, we can all sing together, hallelujah, three times. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God for the resurrection of His Son Jesus. It is a time today to say and to sing, Hallelujah. The Lord has done it. It is finished. His Son has died for our sins. He is resurrected from the grave. It's done deal. You and I stand before God in Christ's righteousness, not in our own. We claim His righteousness. Praise be to God for the death and resurrection of His Son. His resurrection is our hope.